Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
My goodness, what a game last night. How many of you guys stayed up late? Well, it was late for me. It was late for us because some of you might be just getting up and going right now. But we had to get up and going a couple hours ago to get ready for the show that's up and going now. So I'll bet our producer, Caden, was up late, late for us, and I was up late. But, man, what a game it was. I don't know about you guys, but you know, part of me was almost like at halftime. I was kind of like, all right, this may be it. You know, I think the Bobcats were up 2 touchdowns at that point, but man, those Illinois State Redbirds, they just came out swinging like they've proven throughout the playoffs. And man, and then eventually, what, less than 5 minutes to go in the game, and Illinois State ties the game, and you could just see the devastation on the faces of all the Cat fans there in Nashville at the stadium. And then, my goodness, wait till you hear some of the audio clips. If you guys missed the game last night, our producer Caden is putting together a whole bunch of the audio clips for us right now that I snagged from X and elsewhere. And so we've got some ESPN highlights from the game. But then Illinois State, it's a tie game. There's hardly any time left on the clock. They bring the ball all the way deep into Bobcat territory. The Bobcats stop them. They try for a field goal. The Bobcats block the field goal. They get the ball back. They go into overtime. And then Illinois State quickly scores a touchdown. But the extra point is a miss. They block the extra point. So now all the Bobcats got to do is get a touchdown and kick the extra point, and they get that extra point, and it's a game winner. It was kind of funny. I'm standing up watching. So literally the Bobcats, I think it was a fourth down, wasn't it? And they're fourth and I think, what, 11 yards to go, something like that. If they don't make a move, if they don't get a first down or a touchdown, it's game over, and they lose the national championship. And they got to wait again for another big national championship. And then all of a sudden you see – Taco Dowler open in the end zone. And I'm just standing there saying, it's like, how do you not guard Taco Dowler? If you guard anybody, you guard Taco Dowler. As of course, Grizz fans know, because, again, it was another, fourth and long, or was it third and long? And then Taco Dowler just runs away with it in the end zone. But, yeah, they get the touchdown. All they got to do is get the one more point, the extra point, and they are national champions for the first time since 1984. The kick is up. The kick is good, and boom, your Montana State Bobcats are the national champions. So what an incredible game, though. I know some of you maybe needed a 911 call because your heart was pounding. Your heart was just racing so much there in that fourth quarter in particular. What did they have, 8 false starts? I mean, there were a lot of people who thought, man, that second half was just a heart stopper for many of you, but they pulled it off. So congratulations to the entire Montana State team. And by the when I say team, I'm not just talking about the football team. I'm talking about everybody, you know, the students, the fan base, the faculty, the administration, the alumni, everybody. Congratulations to every single one of you. All right, quick break here on Montana Talks. We'll have some of the highlights, plus we'll get into the big news of the day, and we got the phone lines open for you. So stand by.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. If you're struggling with mental health, you should know that there are resources out there that can help. And it's okay to talk about it if you need to. One place to get started with information is loveyourmindtoday.org. Loveyourmindtoday.org offers a range of guides, instructions, and insights for dealing with difficult situations or getting through a tough time. If you're struggling with mental health, get the help you need, because most people out here really care. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, before I get to some of the game highlights from ESPN, let's get to some of your reactions. I've got some messages that already came in on the Montana Talks app, some of them earlier this morning, some of them late last night. Well, it was late for me anyway, as the game wrapped up. Right on, John in Los Angeles just messaged us before the show kicked off this morning. He says, until the next season, after 40 years, it is now. The Cats did it. That's right. They did it. A listener in Boulder sent us a message here last night. I know you're a Grizz fan, but what a game. I was sure I was going to need heart meds by the end. Go Cats. From a listener in Boulder, Montana. That was great. Let's see what else we got here. Evan and Belt. Great Air Force veteran listening out there outside of Great Falls. A hearty congratulation goes out to the Montana State University Bobcats on being the FCS national champions. That being said, I don't think I've ever seen a team try so hard to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory, especially in the second half, in quite some time. Again, congrats. And I'm sure you will be back next year stronger than ever. Let's see. Got the message in from Boulder. Other topic altogether. Well, let me get to that one because that one actually came in at the end of the 9 o'clock hour of the show yesterday. So I'll get to that one a little bit later. Great message from Mary in Butte that came in towards the end of the show, so I didn't get a chance to get to it yesterday. But let's get into some of the highlights before we get to the game-winning call. And the block of Illinois State's field goal that was so huge, so critical. Let's start with what I think was the highlight of the night. Aside from all of the incredible plays by Taco Dowler, the Billings West High School product, and his twin brother, Caden Dowler. By the way, I think one of the Dowlers were on this show. We're on Montana Talks over the holidays. Our friend Scott Aspenlighter was guest hosting one day and had one of the Dowler brothers on the show. So that was pretty cool if you missed it. But here we go. Wheels of Steel. I think there was an Outkast song about Wheels of Steel. Dane Steel had some Wheels of Steel last night. If you guys missed it, if you weren't watching the game, He gets this catch. He's running for the end zone, and it looks like he's just about to get tackled. He hurdles over the top of this defender. And then he's got another guy who looked like he was going to tackle him again, and he dives into the end zone. I mean, that's how badly these guys wanted to deliver a national championship for the first time since 1984.
In those timeouts, they got to the line quickly, got the ball snapped, Lampson throws.
There you go. You're going to have three more years of fun, at least with the Wheels of Steel there. That was absolutely incredible. I shared that one. If you go to facebook.com/Flint Report, I think I shared it on X as well. But you're going to have to scroll deep because there's a lot of news I was sharing on X over the last 24 hours or so as well. Let's see. Okay, let's go next to, I mentioned in the open of the show how, really it looked like Illinois State was on the march. They were marching. They tied up the game with less than 5 minutes to go after the Cats were up by two touchdowns at the half. It looked like they were going to run it all the way into the end zone and not leave any time left for the Bobcats to respond. The Bobcats stop them, force a fourth down. And surprisingly, Illinois State tried to go the safe route. They tried to go for the field goal, and this is what happened.
His second career start at Illinois State. Snap, hold, kick is blocked. It's on the turf.
So then Illinois State was able to block them, was able to stop them, basically. And then we go into overtime. We go into OT. And then, of course, each side gets a chance to score. And Illinois State quickly scores. They get a touchdown. And then the extra point gets blocked. So now the Bobcats have a chance to respond. And it's like fourth and I can't remember what was it. What was it, Caden? Fourth and 11, something like that. And they got Illinois State's got a chance to stop them. They go in to go after the quarterback. Dowler, fourth and a prayer, Caden tells us. Yeah, we'll have to get Caden's reaction coming up after the break here to all of this as well. He's our sports guy in the house here. But then the Bobcats, you know, they get it to Dowler in the end zone, and boom, they got the touchdown. And at that point, you're like, okay, all you need to do is make this extra point kick, and here you go.
Miles Sandstead. Snap, hold, kick.
Absolutely incredible. Anyway, I know many of you watched it and you're still up early with us here this morning. Any thoughts you want to share, give us a call, 406-294-0970. We'll be back right after this Farm and Ranch report. By the way, I did text our friends Lane and Russell to tell both of them congrats. I know they're both, you know, a lot of those ag guys are of course, a cat fan. So I texted a congrats to both of them.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With considerable cloud cover across the area for today. High temperatures will stay from the mid-40s to around 50. For tonight, we can expect partly to mostly cloudy skies. Isolated snow showers possible, mainly towards Bozeman. Lows in the low to mid-30s. On Wednesday, chance for snow showers or a little mixed precip towards Bozeman. Otherwise, highs in the low 40s in Bozeman, 50 in Billings. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
It's time for the Daybreak Ag Report from the Western Ag Network.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, as Congress gets back to work in Washington, D.C., before their December recess, the Pet and Livestock Protection Act, introduced by Representatives Tom Tiffany of Wisconsin and Lauren Boebert of Colorado, passed the House of Representatives on a bipartisan vote. Now, the legislation reissues the 2020 rule, delisting gray wolves in the lower 48, and also ensures that the delisting can't be overturned in federal court ever again. Public Lands Council Executive Director Caitlin Glover says it's a huge win for ranchers. That's also giving animal activists plenty of heartburn.
It's been such an interesting narrative to watch this year, where you're seeing some of these radical environmental groups who have always hated grazing and always tried to remove grazing from federal land, really, I think, ramping up some of their strategic concerns. Now they're not just filing court cases and trying to be obstructionists in the court, but they're now talking about cattle producers as though there is some sort of big conspiracy to support beef production, when really this administration is the only thing that we're seeing is this administration listening to stakeholders, listening to those partners, hearing them, implementing policy that supports multiple use, that supports grazing. And sure, there are groups who don't like that because they now don't have the same audience.
Now, gray wolves were delisted during the first Trump administration in 2020, but this rule was vacated by a U.S. District Court ruling in 2022. Since being listed under the ESA in 1974, the gray wolf population has seen tremendous recovery, exceeding recovery goals by 300%. Stay with us. We'll have more ag news right after this.
Cattlemen, join the Western Video Market Auction January 6th as they broadcast live from the historic North Platte Stockyards in North Platte, Nebraska. The pre-show begins at 9 a.m. Central, with the auction starting at 9:30. This sale features several thousand head of weaned calves, including a large consignment from Seward Cattle, shipping out of Laird, Colorado, plus Reputation Special Program consignments from leading Western producers. You'll also find a major offering of dairy beef cross steers and heifers from Southwest Cattle. View catalog or register to bid at WVMCattle.com.
Farmers, it's time to make plans to attend the 2026 Montana and Wyoming Barley and Sugar Beet Symposium, January 6th and 7th at the Billings Hotel and Convention Center. The symposium will once again feature critical topics like weather, drones, chemical and licensing changes, fertilizer use, disease, EPA, and generational farm planning. It's one of the best educational and entertaining symposiums for sugar beets, malt barley, precision ag, soil health, and a variety of other topics. To register, visit mountainstateag.org. Well, Venezuela, whose leader that the Trump administration removed over the weekend, is known mostly for its oil industry, but a period of change, they say, may offer opportunities for increased U.S. exports of both food and technology. According to DTN, Venezuela's agricultural sector has long ties to the U.S., including Nelson Rockefeller's role in modernizing the grocery industry there. Despite the recent conflicts between the U.S. and Venezuelan governments, the country has continued to import food from the U.S. The oil industry has certainly dominated the Venezuelan economy since the 1950s, but Venezuelan agriculture has not kept up with the modernization scene in other countries. As it stands right now, the U.S. is still the second largest supplier of agricultural and food products to Venezuela by volume, with a 29% market share, with soybean meal, corn, rice, and wheat the top exports. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we got the phone lines open for you, 406-294-0970. Hopefully I got to Tim in Savage quick enough there. I started reading news. Tim, are you there? Did I get to you in time?
Oh, yeah, I'm right here.
Hey, perfect. Yeah, well, what's going on this morning?
Wow, I tell you, what a pretty decent finish for a team that started 0-2, wasn't it?
Yeah, although their first two games of the season were not easy games, right?
No. Well, yeah, you can't count the ducks, really. I mean, that was a money game, and that was just a raise of money to get to the championship. There's nothing wrong with that. And South Dakota State, I mean, those bunny rabbits are always tough. But yeah, what a great year for Montana, and the Grizz can hold their heads high. I mean, they only had the two losses on the season, and they both come to the national champs. So that's a great year for both programs all the way around.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know if you heard that phone call we got from Mike Paffhausen in Butte yesterday, but I thought he gave a great tribute to the testament of Mondakistan football, really, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just you just see the grit in those kids there and just how much they wanted to just playing hard and representing the 406. And that's just, I just couldn't be more proud of the fan turnout, too. I mean, we had a whole congressional delegation there. The governor was there with his bride and so many Montanans. Just scrolling through Facebook, I couldn't believe the number of people. I mean, I think you and I were the only ones left in the state after looking at everybody who was at the game.
Well, I just had to shoot a note over to Mike Hope at the Rockin' R bar because I saw an ABC Fox story about the Rockin' R and the reaction from the fans there. I think if you weren't in Nashville, could you just imagine being at the Rockin' R last night? You and I have been there after election night. Could you imagine being at the Rockin' R last night?
Oh, just yeah, it's amazing. And I didn't get home in time to watch the rest of the regular part of the game, but I saw the OT, and at the end there, I'm just thinking, it's got to go to Taco. That's the only thing. Fourth and 11 from the 15, game on the line, you got to go to Taco. And, you know, how could the Redbirds not put Taco in triple coverage on that one? But, hey, they dropped the ball on that one, and he made them pay. So, yeah, just a great testament for Brett Vegan and just, you know, the program that he's built for these last 5 years. And he's just done a phenomenal job in representing the state so well.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible. Multiple trips to the national championship, and then they sealed the deal last night for the first time since 1984. I think Senator Steve Daines was telling me he had just graduated college when they last won the national championship, and I had to break it to him that I was only 4 years old the last time the Cavs got a national championship. He said, that sounds like a Grizz Bears fan joke. I'm like, no, I'm just saying how big of a deal this is. Because I did say yesterday, yeah. I said they're going to get this. They're going to get it. It's going to happen. So, and you know me, I don't like to make predictions very often, but they got her done last night. But, man, that Illinois State team was tough. I mean, they tied up the game and nearly pulled it off. All right, Tim, great to hear from you. Thanks so much for calling in. We'll get to the Fox News update back here in 60 seconds. All right. Hey, why don't we check in with our producer, Caden Bjornstedt, here as well. He's our sports guy in the house here, put together some great sports interviews and programs for us here over the past year as well. Caden, what did you think about the game last night? See if he's got his mic on there. Might be finagling the mic here a little bit here, or maybe I should have double checked with him that he was ready to go, because sometimes he's answering phone calls. Yeah, the mic's giving him a little bit of a challenge here. Well, that's all right. We got another break coming up here in a few minutes, so we'll test his mic out then, and I'd love to get his take on all of this and, you know, really anything else going on in the sports world as well. Let's see. Other big news here this morning. Well, let me get to the messages on the Montana Talks app. I think we got some more coming in here. Mary in Butte, yesterday, as I wrapped up the 9 o'clock hour of the show. So in the 9 o'clock hour, we had Senator Steve Daines call in. You know that he's not only Montana's U.S. Senator, but he's also probably the biggest Bobcat booster out there, frankly. So, you know, he was excited yesterday. So we caught up with Senator Steve Daines. We also got his take on Maduro and Venezuela. In fact, I should go, you know, snag that audio for some of our early morning crowd here as well. And then we had Leon Costello, the Montana State University Athletic Director, join us in the 9 o'clock hour, calling in from Nashville as well. That was a fun conversation. And then, of course, with our statewide crowd, we wanted to get their take. We wanted to get your take on the big news out of Venezuela over the weekend. And so we had some open phones time. But Mary in Butte said this: Trump is the best thing that happened to the world. What he did for Venezuela was the ultimate for the Venezuelan people and economy. For years, Maduro has illegally taken everything from the riches of the Venezuelans, from their oil to their gold and their rare, vivid yellow diamonds and rare green yellow diamonds. Finally, the people will be a successful country again. Thank you, Donald Trump. Wow, that's from Mary in Butte. Yeah, it's absolutely remarkable what he was able to accomplish here. 406-294-0970, the number for you. You can also send us a message on the app if you get a message you want to send that way as well. Let's see, other stuff in the news that we've got ready for you. The big breaking news, actually it was Tim and Savage who first alerted me to this one. I got the message from Tim and Savage before I got the Truth Social post notification. So I joked at the top of the 8 o'clock hour yesterday that Team Trump has toppled another socialist dictator. Tampon Tim Walz, the governor of Minnesota, announcing that he's not going to run for re-election. So a question was thrown to the White House. Okay, with Tim Walz not running for re-election, does that get Tim Walz off the hook for any potential prosecution for all of the billions of dollars in welfare fraud that apparently he was aware of and did nothing about? We'll get to Caroline Levitt next.
The best year ever.
Securing America.
I state your name.
I, Tom Perdue.
Do solemnly swear.
On Monday, War Secretary Pete Hegseth personally sworn some new military recruits in Newport News, Virginia, welcoming them to their new paths.
You are about to enter a fraternity, a brotherhood of arms, of American warriors willing to serve our country.
And giving them a little insight about what is immediately ahead.
You're about to go to basic, where you will be forged. You will be torn down and built back up. And our job is that when you come out of that process, to ensure you are trained, ready, accountable, disciplined, and lethal in the service of your job.
The secretary closed his remarks by telling the new recruits,
Godspeed and good luck. I know you'll make our nation proud.
All of the individual military branches surpassed their recruiting goals last year. Kip Mieretsky, Fox News.
You're listening to Montana Talks, bringing truth and freedom to Montana. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
All right, Caden's got the microphone up and running now. Caden Bjornstedt, our producer, our sports guy in the house. We had a lot of fun during the baseball season, especially last year. You know, he volunteers as, or you know, works as an umpire and so much more. Caden, got to get your take. What did you think of the game last night? Well, your mic is still giving you a little bit of troubles there, it sounds like. It's coming in a little fuzzy. Shoot. Yeah, we might have to have you just call the studio phone line, maybe, because I'd really love to get your take. Yeah, that microphone just ain't working. All right. Well, shoot. All right, he'll call into the studio. Yeah, why not? It works for our listeners. It can work for our producer as well. You know, in fact, if you think about it, you know, he's not only our producer, but he's a listener as well. In fact, you know, maybe not necessarily by choice. He's got to sit there and listen all day long. So it's good. It's always good when we get whenever he wants to jump in and chime in on the conversation as well. All right, we should have him now on the phone lines. Caden, what's going on, brother?
How's it going? Yeah, no, just a few technical difficulties this morning. Nothing much different from the normal.
That's right. It's only 6 o'clock something in the morning. It's all right. That's where you get to work out all the kinks anyway. Taco Dowler, I loved the Montana State News Network update there that you just aired from our friend Dennis Bragg. He said it better be Taco Tuesday at every place in Bozeman today, but not just Bozeman. I mean, frankly, across the state.
Yeah, no, I mean, I was looking forward to going down and getting some tacos from the local taco store. Taco was incredible last night. Just making plays from catches to option plays out the backfield. Great work by him. And don't forget the defense. I mean, the defense held the Redbirds to, I think it was less than 14 points in that first half. And, it fell off a little bit at the end there, but very, you know, the Cats came out strong and you could really see it in that first 5 minutes when they drove down the field and scored.
And then, of course, the blocked field goal, the blocked extra point. I was just checking some Facebook comments here, and one guy said he would give the MVP slot to the special teams. It was the special teams that won the game, really, with those two decisive blocks.
Yeah, and if you think about it, after those blocks, the Cats had the ball on their own half of the field with the chance to put the game away before we got to overtime. And then common theme throughout the game, the Cats having offensive woes, offensive penalties, you know, not being able to focus. The center snaps the ball before the quarterback's ready. It goes into the Redbirds side of the field. I almost thought for a moment that might have been the game and the Redbirds were going to recover. But, Cats were able to fall on it, punt it back to send it into overtime. But, yeah, no, the last 5 minutes was tense for sure. I thought the Cats might have been about to throw it away.
Well, what some of our listeners were saying on the app messages. They're like, man, I didn't know I was going to need my heart medication for last night. And Evan and Belt, I like the way he described it. He says, I've never seen somebody fight so hard to steal defeat out of the jaws of victory. And I'm sure that's how a lot of Cats fans felt in that second half. They're like, guys, you were up 2 touchdowns, and then, boom, the game is tied. And I think what were there? There was at least 8 false starts. I wonder if it was just the crowd noise. But when you think about the crowd noise, 70% of that stadium in Nashville, I think, were Bobcat fans last night. But yet, it was loud, even when the Illinois State fans were getting into the game, of course.
Yeah, the Illinois State fans showed up. I can't remember how many times they'd pan to the crowd and I'd see more red than Cats. I don't know if that was intentional by production, showing more red side fans or not. But yeah, as a Nebraska Cornhusker fan myself, I was just about ready to hang it up. For those of you familiar with the college football, Nebraska's known recently for having leads and throwing them away in the second half. So. Yeah, no, it was an exciting game. I don't think there was a better way the season could have ended for either of those teams. They both fought hard and gave us a great show.
Oh, yeah, I mean, Illinois State was unranked And they gave the Bobcats probably their roughest go of the whole season. You know, when it comes to FCS football teams, you know, putting aside the, you know, the D1 teams that they played for the, you know, a couple throwaway games early on in the season. But when it comes to FCS, Illinois State gave them the toughest run. And boy, I mean, they knocked out North Dakota State and so many other Titans.
Yeah, no, they really had a slog to go through. Again, great pops to them. They got fired up in the second quarter. I think that's what really led their comeback in the second half. You know, the game started off with a few early penalties. It was a pretty ugly start to the game. I found it hard to find the flow of it, you know, with all the flags and false starts, both offensive, defensively for both sides. And you saw, of course, the Illinois State coach get fired up on the sideline there. Which is bound to happen, but yeah, no. Great pops to the Illinois State fans. It was a rough go for them, and they almost did it. And you know, as an unranked coming in, the only thing you can do is try your hardest. And I think they can go home knowing they did that, just that.
Probably a lot of Bobcat fans sleeping in this morning, I would think, as well. So they might slowly start calling in and messaging in a greater numbers later in the morning. What else is going on in the sports world? Maybe here in Montana, some games. You've been traveling to a few games here lately as well.
Yeah, basketball season's starting to come up, so we got high school basketball going on. Of course, we got our local MSUB, the Cats, the Grizz. They're all starting their basketball seasons now. It should be a good year here in the Billings area. We've got a few different teams who look pretty decent, like they might be able to make a run. As we come out of the Christmas holiday break here, we really start to ramp up into basketball. We get those few games before the holidays, but you know it's never quite the same until you come back and you know. Okay, it's game time now. We're playing three games a week. We got, you know, practice at 5 a.m., stuff like that. So now we're really starting to get into the basketball swing of things. That'll be good. We just had a big jamboree down here at the Metro. A bunch of the different Billings teams played each other. Good show out there from what I heard. And, yeah, I've been, you know, we got, we're always looking for officials. So those of you who are interested in working basketball or any sport for that matter, definitely reach out to your local pools. We're always looking for new officials to help us out, because it's definitely something that we are, in terms of labor markets, the officials labor market is wide open.
Man, such a great reminder. I know that, you know, there's shortages in a lot of different sectors, but especially for officials. What was it, a year or two ago, I know we had some folks, you know, some referees, umpire folks join us on the show, or maybe it was somebody from the Montana High School Association talking about that very deal. And it is such an incredible service. We cannot have any of these school sports for these kids, any of these opportunities, without officials. And until one of my kids was playing high school football, and my favorite thing to do when you have a kid playing football is to work the chain gang on the sidelines. That is like the most fun ever. But you know, you don't really think, just as a casual fan, how many officials it actually takes just to put on a football game. I mean, whether it's a JV game or a high school game, I mean, it is crazy how many officials it takes to really run that thing right. I mean, it's and the knowledge base these guys got to have, and to be able to make a split second decision and the right decision, and the whole, because you know the whole world will come down criticizing you, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's one of the big things that we see that drives new guys coming in away. You know, it's a tense situation. You already got coaches and players yelling at you, and then as soon as you start getting the fans involved, and it's a tough situation to be in, especially as someone who's, you know, this is their first time doing it. So yeah, it's a tough job, and comparatively, but it's needed. You know, we can't. I know. For me and a lot of our other officials, we love the sport. We don't do this because we want a paycheck or we, you know, power hungry, whatever. We do it because we love the sport. I've been officiating basketball, travel ball, since I was 16, 17, and to see these kids now playing high school and going out and winning champion, you know, tournaments and playing in the Metro and, you know, for the state title, that's why I do it, and I think that's why a lot of our officials do it. But again, we can't do it with as few bodies as we, you know, projected we are to have. So definitely we need more people to come out and volunteer for those sort of things.
Yeah, that's right. It's huge. And especially you look at, you know, Caden talks about being in Billings, you know, Taco Dollar, a product of Billings West High School. And I know the coaches, Coach Stan and crew had to just be so excited to see these West, you know, this West High alum, especially last night, capture the game-winning touchdown last night. But, you know, in order to get these kids up to that collegiate level, they got to have opportunities at the younger levels as well. And they can't do it without refs, and they can't do it without umpires. So, Caden, great job by you, and big thanks to all the folks who serve as refs and umpires out there. It's so important. All right, quick break here on Montana Talks. Phone lines are open for you, 406-294-0970. What do you want to talk about? We've got big news on the national front. Oh, Bernie Sanders trying to get his mittens on Montana. I don't know if you guys saw that on X yesterday. Yeah, we'll tell you about the congressional election news as well.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Do you know that Donald Trump offered this guy multiple off-ramps in keeping with the Trump doctrine? Give them an opportunity for peace. Maduro was just arrogant. And, you know, a lot of people are now there. President Trump is taking over the country temporarily, because why would we expend all this political effort and military effort and allow somebody to take over and just replace Maduro and keep in place the policies that have impoverished the people of Venezuela? That would be pretty stupid. That would mean that was a waste of time, energy, effort, and a risk to our military. No, the president said until a permanent leader can be found, the U.S. government, yes, will run Venezuela until such time as we can do a safe, proper, judicious transition.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Listen, if you're still suffering from the Biden-Harris economic hangover and you need to save money, one way you can do it without sacrificing service, you can do it right now, and that is cutting your cell phone bill in half. Make the switch to my cell phone provider, a veteran-owned company, Pure Talk, for just $20 a month. They will give you unlimited talk and text, 3 gigs of high-speed data on Pure Talk, super fast, nationwide 5G network, the same exact service, and you save a fortune. The average family saves over $1,000 a year. A veteran-led company that shares your values. They believe in giving back to those that serve our great country. And by the way, if you're active military, former military, first responder, you get an additional 20% off every single month. Make the switch. It's simple, fast, easy. Dial #250. Say the keyword save now from our friends at Pure Talk. Pure Talk, America's wireless company.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With considerable cloud cover across the area for today. High temperatures will stay from the mid-40s to around 50. For tonight, we can expect partly to mostly cloudy skies. Isolated snow showers possible, mainly towards Bozeman. Lows in the low to mid-30s. On Wednesday, chance for snow showers or a little mixed precip towards Bozeman. Otherwise, highs in the low 40s in Bozeman, 50 in Billings. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Hey, if you guys missed it over the holidays, we had some great content. We caught up with Attorney General Austin Knutson talking about that massive drug bust in St. Regis, where they also had 41 deportation arrests in an operation out of St. Regis, Montana. Plus, our friend John Jackson had a great conversation with State Representative Jody Etchart talking about health care and more. You can find all of that audio on Spotify or download the Montana Talks app, and you can catch up on everything you missed.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Let's see. We got Brad in Bozeman. Brad in Bozeman says this. He says, Bobcat fans were not worried last night We smoked the Grizz twice. How could we lose to a team from Illinois? Then has the laughter emoji going with it there, Brad. Yeah, congrats to you. Thanks thanks for the message. Thanks for listening. 406-294-0970 is the number for you. Let's see. We'll get to the election news. 2026 elections here in Montana. Bernie Sanders found his Bernie bro in Montana. Yeah, if you haven't been watching it very closely, the Democrat primary for the Democrats who want to try to challenge Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke in the 2026 elections, it's turning into quite the clown car. The Democrats look like they are in disarray, continuing once again into 2026. In fact, I saw a funny post from X on X from, oh God, why am I spacing his name all of a sudden? Democrat out of the Deer Lodge Anaconda area. Actually, you know, this guy actually, you know, says it like it is, and isn't afraid to call out his fellow Democrats. Oh, Jesse Mullen, that's who it is. Yeah, yeah, I've enjoyed, you know, interacting with him on X. But, yeah, Democrat disarray, he said. What? Nothing new there, you know, when it comes to the Democrat Party here in Montana. That's like running a news story as, you know, the water's wet, the sky is blue. If you do a story about the Democrat disarray here in Montana, that's just a given, is basically the point that he was making. But, yeah, Bernie Sanders is weighing in. And so I posted on X yesterday, you know, somebody go tell Bernie Sanders to keep his blood-stained Tren de Aragua mittens off of Montana. Man, that tells you, though, that tells you just how radical these Democrat candidates are when you've got Bernie Sanders trying to anoint the Democrat candidate for the Western Congressional District. That's going to be a fun circus to watch. Let's see here. Oh, man, before we wrap out the hour, let's see. Oh, John Fetterman torched his own party over their response to this incredible operation and this incredible news of the capture of Venezuelan dictator Nicolai Maduro. Here you go. This is John Fetterman. Let me see which outlet he was on. This one came on X via Overton. I think this was a Fox News clip, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't know why we can't just acknowledge that it's been a good thing what's happened. I mean, I've seen the speeches from whether it's Leader Schumer or kinds of past tweets from President Biden. You know, we all wanted this man gone, and now he is gone. I think we should really appreciate exactly what happened here. Now, remember, we all Democrats years ago wanted to eliminate him, and why have a bounty of $25 million if we didn't want him gone? Why would you do these things if you weren't willing to actually do something other than harsh language? Let's remember, 8 million Venezuelans were displaced in mass chaos, and now they were shipping drugs to our nation as well, too. So for me, it's like, why as a Democrat, you know, we can't just acknowledge that it was successful?
Yeah, great point. That was Senator John Fetterman. Yeah, he was on Fox and Friends, the Democrat senator from Pennsylvania. Again, just, I think, continuing to impress folks. And look, I've been reading Montana news. My email inbox is open. I'll get these phony press releases from some of these candidates out there. I've been watching it on X. Why haven't any of these Montana Democrats stood up and said the exact same thing that Democrat Senator John Fetterman just said? Like, right? Like, or likewise, why isn't anybody in the Montana media that loves to do these puff pieces on these D-list actors running for the Democrat primary? Why don't they say, hey, here's what Democrat Senator John Fetterman has to say. What do you have to say? Instead, it's just puff piece, puff piece, puff piece. They're just hoping to make money in the upcoming elections instead of actually doing real coverage, is what it looks like if you ask me.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.